Yeah, you know, and that's part of being able to run the football is, you know, when the score gets to a point where you're able to continue to run it, and eventually, you know, you're able to wear the defense down a little bit, and I thought we were able to do that some, and, you know, Darren was able to get a few big runs there at the end of the game.
You had, four instances where you had goal to go deep in Kansas City territory and wound up having to settle for field goals. But to still kind of take control of a game even while having those struggles, what does that say?
Well, I mean, I think our guys kept fighting and kept battling, and we were confident that we were going to come in and play well, and our guys, you know, we made enough plays at the end of the day to win the game, and that's at the end of the day, that's what you're looking for.
Were you guys targeting the second round, or just targeting more?
I mean, I think it was just part of how the game played out. I mean, we wanted to be able to take a couple shots over there, but I think the game just dictated that, you know, based on what they were playing, that the ball went there a little bit more often.
You mentioned during the week that you thought the offensive line would respond pretty well after last week, that they were pretty disappointed about how Jacksonville got a lot of pressure. Kansas City got very little today. And is that one of the high points you think of?
Oh, absolutely. I think our offensive line did an outstanding job, as far as protecting the quarterback. You know, obviously, we all feel like and wish that we would have been able to run the ball a little bit better earlier in the game, but we kept battling, we kept fighting. That was a proud group. They're banged up pretty good right now, but I was proud of the way that they competed, you know, for four quarters today, and I thought they played well.
Last week, Dennis, you guys seemed like you got caught on your heels a little bit by Jacksonville coming off a bye. Today didn't seem like that mattered at all. Kansas City coming off a bye. How were you guys able to make that adjustment?
Well, I mean, I think we executed better, that's part of the way that it is in the National Football League. I mean, you don't play, the same every week. The key is, can you overcome when you don't play well and still win football games? That's what we were able to do last week. I think this week we came out and I think we executed well from the very beginning of the game, and we were able to, you know, get a few takeaways during the game, and that was critical to letting the score get to where it was.
You had a break on a fumble punt at the end of the first half. How important, not only just to settle for the field goal, but to go ahead and get the touchdown there?
Well, huge. Huge. I mean, to get 7 points there at that point in the game was a big break for us, and a big momentum builder for us. And so that was a huge play in the game, I felt.
I just think Carson played
outstanding. Yeah, I thought he played really well. I thought he managed the game really well. I thought he was, had tremendous poise. He converted one of the few times that I felt like they got pressure on him. He was still able to step up and kind of throw the ball with a guy on him and convert a big first down conversion. So I thought he played outstanding in the game.
Probably a few more drops that are characteristic for.
Yeah, that was, if you want to point out a negative of where things were in the game. I mean, I didn't think we caught the ball as well as we should have. We left some plays out there on the field, and so we still got a lot of things that we got to get cleaned up, a lot of things we got to get better at doing. But the good thing is that we're able to make those corrections after a win.
Do you change anything up at all after Castle left, or Quinn left for Castle, or is
No.
this the same thing?
No, it was pretty much the same game plan. We figured that if we were able to get a little bit of pressure, if our coverage matched up good, that, they were going to try to pull the ball down and run some. And that's exactly what they did. And that was probably the thing on defense that we got to get cleaned up as much as anything, is just handling the quarterback on the quarterback scrambles.
Basic running plays, they weren't able to do much.
No, we I think our guys up front, our linebackers and D linemen did an outstanding job of, using their hands to get off blocks and make some plays and limit them as far as their running game was concerned, because that was an explosive offense that we played as far as running game is concerned, and that was a focus of ours going into the football game. I felt like we did a good job there.
Third straight week where Moore scored. Is he starting to take that next jump to the next level now and assert himself a little more?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, early in the year, being that he missed a lot of the off-season program and then missed a lot of training camp. You know, it takes a little bit of time to kind of get really back into football shape. It takes a little bit of time to get that timing back. So, you know, I believe he's beginning to, you know, round into form a little bit more.
20-plus penalties the previous two games combined, and today you only had two. Does that say about what you guys are doing?
Well, I mean, it's something that you fight every week and you battle every week. And our guys understand that we can't have the dumb penalties that cost our team. And we were better in that this week, and we got to continue to improve in that area.
On Hayward Bay's touchdown, takes a short pass and makes the guy miss the corner over there. How confident are you in his ability to use his athleticism to get
over there? Oh, yeah, we got confidence in all of our guys. Darius did a great job of catching an underneath route, making a couple guys miss. A lot of yards after contact there, and that's one of the things that we spend a lot of time on talking about, yards after contact, and I thought we did a good job there today.
Do you stress turnovers more this week based on their history, or not any more than usual?
We knew that was going to be a key coming into the game. That was a critical factor in us being able to win the football game, and as it is every week, you know, if you're able to win the turnover takeaway ratio, you got a good chance of winning the football game. So I thought that was a critical stat in the game. The fact that we were, you know, we won 4-1, I believe it was, on the turnover ratio.
Since you're building a little momentum team-wise?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think our guys got confidence that we can go out and compete and that we can win football games. But like I told them in there, you know, this one's only important if you're able to go out and win the next one. So we've got a big week coming up in front of us. We've got a good Tampa Bay team that's coming off of a couple of extra days of rest, and we've got a huge challenge set in front of us.
You guys could be tied for first if the Broncos lose tonight. Do you pay attention to that stuff at all, or do you notice that kind of thing? Or?
Well, we'll probably know once we get home, you know, where we're sitting and who won the game. So, we'll see what happened in that game. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it really doesn't have any bearing on how we get ready and prepare to go play Tampa Bay.
Is that doing everybody? Thank you very much.